Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Yemen isn't the only country on the brink of famine. Back in March, a senior UN official delivered a dire warning to the Security Council in New York.
We are facing the largest humanitarian crisis since the creation of the United Nations. Now, more than 20 million people across four countries face starvation and famine. Without collective and coordinated global efforts, people will simply starve to death.
That's the UN's humanitarian chief, Stephen O'Brien. O'Brien said it's possible to avoid catastrophes in Yemen, South Sudan, Somalia, and Northeast Nigeria, but he also said that would take $4 billion by July. That money has been slow in coming from donor nations. That's according to David Beasley. He's executive director of the UN World Food Program. Beasley is a former Republican governor of South Carolina, and I spoke to him as he was in Berlin, Germany, for some high-level meetings on this very issue.
One of the biggest problems today is that the crises have gone to unbelievable proportions. I mean, just last year, we were dealing with 80 million people going without food and needing assistance. And in this year, we've gone up from 80 to 108 million. But the crises have gotten so much more complicated. You're dealing with protracted man-made conflicts like in Yemen, South Sudan, Somalia, Syria, Iraq, and the list goes on. And the also, and this is the difficult thing, there are so many distractions around the world today, like political issues such as Brexit or the Le Pen in France or the phenomena that the media seems to be obsessed with in the United States on Trump. And so that distracts from some very critical issues like dying children. And this is the message I'm trying to get out, how serious this situation is. For example, in the four countries facing famine, we're talking about in the next 3 to 4 months, if we do not receive the funds we need, 600,000 children literally dying. And this is a horrible situation. And so we need to get the word out. But I will say that the United States has been stepping up, and I expect the United States to continue to step up in an admirable way. Germany has been extraordinary, and the European Union is also stepping up. But there are countries that are not doing, in my opinion, what they should be doing.
Now, at the same time, Governor, you say the United States is stepping up, and we do give proportionally a lot of money. But there has been criticism that getting the money to flow from the bureaucracy in Washington has been painfully slow, especially because so many positions within the State Department and USAID have not been filled by the Trump administration. And that's having a real effect on the dollars.
Well, the United States government and the United States people historically have provided the moral leadership on humanitarian assistance. And I don't think at this stage of the game, the United States is going to back down. We have been meeting with the White House, with State Department, as well as other government officials in the United States Senate and the House. And I think the United States will continue to stand strong, still be the world leader in humanitarian assistance. And I can tell you, I'm confident that the United States will provide the funds necessary and on time.
And yet the budget from this White House, from the Trump White House, proposes a $1 billion cut in food aid. Congress may not go along, but that's a pretty drastic shift in the priorities that you're talking about.
With regards to President Trump, I have little doubt once he receives sufficient information as to this matter, he will fully support and be a leader as to humanitarian aid, because it is in the United States national security interest to fully fund humanitarian assistance. Because if you don't, it's not just children die, but also it becomes a bad situation for terrorism and extremism. And so I am confident that the United States Senate and the United States House will stand strong, and I'm confident that the President of the United States will also be a leader in this issue. And I'm hoping, and I am very confidently hopeful that we'll see leadership from the President soon.
David Beasley is executive director of the UN World Food Program and also former Republican governor of South Carolina.